Welcome back to Practicing Catholic. Well, you know, as my parents have aged, I can say that I've begun the responsibility of looking after those who cared for me for so many years. This time comes for all of us when we need to look after the elder members of our family. But what about our church family? How do we responsibly look after our elder priest fathers and religious brothers and sisters? Well, one way is through our support of the Retirement Fund for Religious online at retiredreligious.org. Here to offer us more insight is our Archdiocesan Coordinator for the Fund, Sister Lenore Germscheid. Sister, welcome back to the program.
Great. Thank you so much for having me, Patrick. Good to be here.
It's fantastic to speak with you again. Thank you so much. Well, the last time you were on the show, we were still called the Rediscoverer, and that attests to how long the Retirement Fund for Religious has been around. And you've been the leader of this initiative for, what, 4 years now? Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about what the fund is all about.
Basically, it is was established in 1987 through the United States Catholic Bishops. And they had great concerns about helping to provide for the health care and retirement needs of men and women religious order, priests, brothers, and sisters. And, you know, to help fill the gap that that many of these professionals were finding themselves in serious straits because they contributed professional services without pay for so many years. And, of course, then that lowered the opportunity for Social Security when that time came and that kind of thing. So kind of a vicious circle. Anyway, this is a national collection that's been established now for 30-some years. And it helps to, you know, through the funding of that, ensure a safe and what we say modest retirement for our senior sisters, brothers, and religious order priests. So it's a way, in a sense, to give back. To pay it forward, as you were talking about.
Right.
I think I'm so impressed. It's just a privilege to do this work. I think the thing that keeps striking me is the blessing that we share is Catholic gratitude. And whether people who contribute to the fund have, you know, personal connections through former teachers or counselors or doctors and nurses, or family members, or just our faithful Catholics who want to support those in need. There's just many contributions that are just so gratefully received. We like to say generous service makes for a generous response, and we hope that that's been part of the motivation. But I do think there are just many people who are willing to support unknown needs as generous Catholics, and that's just been a blessing.
Yeah, that's right, and I'm grateful to hear that you've seen such a great response from people. What are all the different ways that you utilize to get the word out about the Retirement Fund for Religious Sisters?
Well, you know, there is at the same time that the appeal was established, there was also a national office established. Mm-hmm. And so there's a staff in Washington, D.C. that supports all the different coordinators throughout the United States. Although I do think the Archdiocese is probably one of the few that supports it so strongly, you know, whether it's something like, you know, I have office space, I have a professional staff, the Catholic Spirit support. So the national office does provide, though, the promotional materials, the envelopes and posters that go to the parishes. So parishes get a lot of help that way from them. But we as an archdiocese, also our communications team has been wonderful in putting out, actually on a Thursday, November 18th, in the Archdiocesan Update, all the electronic materials will be sent, letters, and this is the second year we did a video appeal, and this is somewhat in place of having actual speakers go to parishes. You know, given the nature of everything following COVID, it's been rather tentative about church attendance and that kind of thing. So last year, the Archbishop and I did a video. And this year, both the Archbishop was so gracious again, and I did a video along with two members. I work with a Retirement Fund for Religious Advisory Board. Okay. And one of the Sisters of the Divine Word spoke, and I think this year's video shares a little more about the breadth of the donations. So, like in her community, they received funding years ago to improve have help in planning to improve their building situation. So they did not they could provide healthcare in a local way to save money that way. And then a Franciscan Brother of Peace also spoke in representing new religious communities, of which there are several in the Archdiocese.
Right.
And funding through the appeal is provided for newer communities for retirement planning. So there's a future look to this, you know, not just an expectation from the past. And so that's exciting to me. And again, like I say, these things are done through the Archdiocese. We have a wonderful professional staff. I'd love to actually be on the show sometime with Allison and share some of the stories of our of our founding people. Wouldn't that be a neat connection?
That would be a neat connection.
You know, really some great, if you want to say, movers and shakers from the past. And I think that's part of the sense of people in the Archdiocese, because they've been parishes had just been consistently supportive and very generous to this appeal.
Sure.
It's always during Advent, or it begins during Advent and concludes at the typically at the end of the Christmas season. So, you know, it's established and people expect it. But the other thing that I've seen grown over the last 4 years is the Catholic Community Foundation is very supportive also. And we have a number of benefactors who, you know, offer annual bequests in name of the, or on the behalf of the religious retirement. So that's a wonderful way to pay it forward for a long-term contribution. And we're hoping now too, especially again with all the online opportunities, that many parishes put the appeal opportunity, you know, for giving on their online giving platform. So, you know, and if they don't do that now, the national office also does advertising in the Catholic Spirit in December. And this is the second year they've also, they identify me as the local coordinator. So, again, donations could be sent that way directly to the arch, I mean, in my, on my, what should they, in care of me, but with the check made out to the Archdiocese and then the reference to the retirement fund. So there's many ways that the support continues. And like I said, it's just been a great blessing. We're very, very, feel very blessed by the paying it forward, the generous spirit that has been seen and still is seen. You know, we have many men and women religious who continue to minister in a variety of ways, non-compensated ministries, a number of former educators still working with English as a second language in schools and other kind of service settings that that just show a desire to continue to be part of all of this. And certainly everyone benefiting from these funds continues to pray for all of our donors in a special way.
And that's one of the things that we have to remember too, right, sister, is that there's, it's not as if when religious and priests reach retirement that they're suddenly no longer involved in the spiritual good of the community, right? I mean, it can shift rather profoundly over the years, especially as folks get older and older. But the prayers that they continue to offer for on our behalf and in our regard, I mean, that just is a touching way. They're still there. They're still there present with us and for us, which is a wonderful gift.
And in many parish and school settings at this point in time, I mean, they may be limited in what they can do, but many, many people are working in as volunteers and other ways. You know, I've been personally involved in a few craft fairs. You know, it's another way to earn some money for retirement. So, you know, there's just a variety of creative opportunities as well. But I do think we always say, you know, you never retire from ministry. And part of that is prayer and presence. And it's a mutual benefit that way as well.
Well, Sister, I'm wondering if you can just for a moment take us on the other side of the lens for those of us who aren't overly familiar with religious life or the inner workings of a religious community. Now, I assume, especially with those communities that have been, you know, well established, have been around for a number of years, maybe decades, maybe centuries, right? That if that's the case, then they've probably developed a pretty pretty robust budget that looks to the retirement. But I'm not saying that they can provide for that budget, but I'm just saying that they have that factored in.
Yes.
Nonetheless, they need support of those on the outside. But I was very interested when you said, well, what about the new orders, too, that haven't had the years and years of perhaps, you know, saving, budgeting, you know, designating certain funds for retirement, that sort of thing, that they might stand a little bit more in need, too. Am I on the right track here?
Yes. I think, in a sense, the creativity and kind of the genius of the way the fund is established is that it's based on grants. And so there are several ways you can apply for, if you will, grant money. And, of course, the larger the collection for that year, the more grants can be dispensed. And so what I am so touched by is many religious who do either speak about this or share that kind of need with others may not be communities who need the funds. Many communities that, especially were in healthcare, have a whole different background of income and such, and can take care of their own in a different way than those who maybe worked for little or no stipend.
Good point.
But like I said, the opportunity for new communities to apply for funding is to help guide them, professional guidance, in establishing how right now they can learn how to establish what it is they need to do to provide for retirement in their future. Mm-hmm. And so that, you know, again, it's the kind of thing that sometimes you just have to be pretty astute about how you're going to financially use what you have. But we have a number of people who are involved with this appeal that that don't necessarily, they're not fully funded, but they may be funded enough that they can manage, and yet that provides for more who really are very underfunded. So, like I say, you apply for a grant every year, and it, so it's a very, if you will, a fair distribution between those that there are some needs that are more urgent, let's say, than others. And, of course, COVID has been just a tragic situation for so many people, and men and women religious have not been exempt from that.
Of course.
So there's been much loss, and it's a time of other kinds of needs. But the appeal, I'm just again very struck by how the national office does support those of us that try to coordinate all of this, and make other, share other information with people to know about how to do this. I know of some people that have had religious, there's as educators or nurses or counselors or whatever, some who have family members, they might remember a deceased member of a religious community every year, giving a donation
a
of
gift,
whatever would have been the birthday for that year.
Yeah.
For that person, you know?
Great idea.
So there's many creative ways of remembering those that have influenced and touched us in the past, and that does continue to help support communities in the future.
Absolutely. Well, Sister... Yeah, sorry. Before we've only got a few seconds remaining, but before we let you go, I want to make sure that we hit... The ways that, well, you already said some of the ways that people can give, but where can they go to learn about giving again? Is this the retiredreligious.org? Is that the best place to go?
Yes, that would be one. Actually, again, the Catholic, on the Archdiocesan update, which will be sent out, there'll be information through all the parishes about that. And in the Catholic Spirit itself, the ad from the National Office will reference my name and to send the the check to the Archdiocese referencing the religious retirement appeal to 777 Forest.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. Yeah, very good. Well, Sister Lenore Grimshade, we're so grateful for all your work on behalf of our brothers and sisters and fathers who have retired and are, you know, drawing near to the close of their earthly life. And we will continue to pray for you. And please keep up the good work. God bless you, Sister.
Thank you, too. Appreciate the opportunity to share this good news.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're going to head off into our next break. When we come back, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Of course, I'm talking Advent. Father Ubel from the Cathedral is with us right after this.
This is Terry and Mike, Bishop Cousins de Colores. We thank you for your ministry in our Archdiocese. You have been a great blessing to all of us. We pray the Lord would continue to bless you and others through you as you serve Him and the people of the Crookston Diocese.